Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Nick Storm, the ghost guy, is on. We're going to play some creepy ghost audio from him. He's going to help us with the ghost in the building. How are you going to do that?
Well, we have a bunch of sophisticated equipment. We have an SLS camera. We'll set up our infrared surveillance through certain hot spots in there. Wow. We have a spirit portal and a bunch of EMF.
What is that?
Equipment.
A spirit portal.
A spirit portal is basically like a little device, a bigger device, where you plug the spirit box in, and what it does is it takes away the white noise, so you could hear a very clear EVP coming out of there.
Okay. Like, I was going to say, it sounds like a Ouija board.
Peter Frampton.
Very powerful Ouija board.
Yes. But you know what? I'll tell you this.
What's that now?
My friend,
like Peter Frampton.
My friend Jeff from CT Pass made this clear. The reason why my group does so well getting evidence is because we're all psychic. And, you know, it's like when you go fishing and you put your lure in, you're the shiny lure and the ghosts are the fish. Like, we stand out to the ghosts.
All right, so
spirits or entities or whatever you want to call it.
Well, we only have a couple minutes, so we're going to go right to the Doors audio.
Sure.
Phil, this is not Jim Morrison in the Doors. This would be Doors. So tell us what we're about to hear.
Yeah, this was in an insane asylum. I can't really say which one, but, you know, me and my partner went there. And the doors on the second floor were slamming so hard that the second floor started shaking. And they were doing it by themselves, and we have actual video footage of it.
All right. Wow, you have footage of the doors.
Damn.
Correct.
Place is slamming.
We take risks, you know. We don't run. We stay and shoot. You know, paranormal, you know, is our life.
I guess that's what you have to do,
the
right?
The ghost stuff, yeah.
All right, here's the audio.
Could you close that door, please?
Okay. Hold on. Is someone playing a child xylophone?
No, I like to put spooky music behind my videos.
Oh, yeah. Kind of takes
Are
away
you kidding
from,
me?
Kind of takes away from the noise.
I'm a big horror nerd. You know, I love Friday the 13th. I love, like,
but
The
Exorcist.
But you're
ruining
I love
the
everything.
Whole...
I was making a joke out of it.
For audio especially, it's difficult. For the video, I can understand it. But for audio, it's a little difficult.
We want to have, like, both versions available.
Yeah, Nick, I think you're very good at what you do, but this production piece makes it feel more Hollywood than real.
Keep it simple,
to
man.
Me.
Keep it simple.
All right, because
I'm
just picturing a little kid ghost playing a little tiny xylophone.
Right, with Ozzy's face.
Which is weird.
With Ozzy's face.
Right, oh, that's even creepier.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's okay. Right there. It's okay. It's just the spirits, that's all.
Hold on a second. Is that the creepiest music you could find?
There's a bunch of stuff on there.
Sounds like a children's birthday party.
Right. With a really bad clown.
No, you know what this sounds like? What's that thing that goes above the
mobile.
The
mobile, yes.
One of those.
Right.
Yeah.
A scene spell be better.
Right.
The cow says, moo.
Yeah, maybe I'll change up the music. But,
I would.
Because
this audio is amazing.
Was best time.
The doors are slamming. All right, let's play that again.
And I'm telling you this, I was terrified.
Hello, spirit.
So, do the doors stop when you say hello, spirit?
The doors, as soon as I said hello, spirit, that's when I caught the last door slamming. And, you know, we take risks, so we went right into the spirit's room in the dorm there in the insane asylum. There's actually a morgue there, and I laid down inside, the little...
Man.
Don't do that.
Can't that stuff attach itself to you, and you could bring it home?
Like, he said it happened already. He said he brought something home.
It's been happening all my life.
The chick with the white, that's right.
It's been happening all my life.
Aren't you scared that, like, when you die... They'll be like, why did you play with spirits?
No, but when you poop, do you think, wow, I could be watched right now? That's right. Very private.
Am I using a sheet or am I using toilet paper right now? The ghost's like, hey!
Right.
Hey, I just cleaned it.
Hey, I'm out of toilet paper.
And this ghost hands a roll. The paranormal,
thank you.
Paranormal world is right next to us.
What's that
true. Yeah.
What?
paranormal world is our next door neighbor. You know, it's all around us all the time.
Yeah.
The difference is, you know, I'm a shaman. I'm able to have access.
I thought that's a shaman.
Actually view the spirit.
That's a shaman.
Shaman, shaman, same thing.
Right.
Not really. But I like you.
Yeah, man. I like you.
Because we could have fun, but we're also, you know.
Yeah. Getting serious
talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Nick,
gotcha.
Nick Storm, thanks for coming out. We're going to link up to your stuff at the radio station website, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, man. Check out the Interdimensional Paranormal Museum and Study, 415 Howe Street, Shelton. We're having events there.
Howe Avenue. Okay.
We're doing events there, and we're going to, you know, have a ghost walk there, too. So,
oh, wow.
You know,
cool.
Go on the website, vagaparanormal.com, vagaparanormal.com for tickets.
Jonathan Carbeauty with Carbeauty and Company Realtors on the phone now. Have you seen anything weird like that in houses?
I can honestly say I haven't seen anything weird like that where somebody actually fell into a well in a living room.
Yes. How about like a hidden room or something of that nature, or like somehow they hid something in the house, like something that got past the home inspector or something that the home inspector found?
You know, it's funny you say that. One time we did have a home inspection. We were having a professional home inspection, and in a basement, we found a false wall. And then we went into this, like almost like secret room, like almost like a, it was a little bit freaky. It almost felt like it's like a room where you held somebody hostage. We didn't stay very long in that room.
Yeah, that's scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bondage room.
So I have to ask, though, how do you, like, how does it happen when you fall into a well in a living room that's covered up? Does the floor start to creak? Do you hear a sound?
I used to do any jumping jacks, apparently.
Right. So, yeah, that's a great question.
Floor just collapse without any sound? I mean, do you, like, it's just I'm really fascinated by it.
Right. So, all right. So here's my theory, and we're going to ask.
Okay.
All right. So the guy's helping his friend move into the house. He's carrying something heavy across the floor.
Okay.
He feels the floor bend a little bit.
Yeah.
He says, "That's weird." And he jumps up and down.
See, that's dumb.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the next
hands
thing
down.
You see your friend jumping up and down. Then he's gone.
Right.
Then you hear
shoop. Right. Like a splash.
Absolutely.
Like a Olympic diver. Yes.
That would be my theory, but that's a great question.
Right. I would think, man, this COVID weight really bad.
It's like when you find something that's smelly, you smell it extra to make sure it smells. Like, yeah, you're right. It does smell.
Right. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Exactly right.
Smell it some more. I never fell into a well or had any clients. It's probably my worst nightmare is like a client falling through a floor, like a deck, or not looking where they're going and falling down the stairs or something like that. But I remember years ago when I was working with my dad. It was just me and him, and we were working for a lot of asset management companies, and we would do a lot of bank-owned properties and cleanouts. And I remember going to this multifamily house that we just did a cash for keys situation in Waterbury, and the whole house was cleaned out, and I was just going through the house to inspect. I was about to open up the basement door, and I'm glad I didn't. All of a sudden, I heard this loud, this huge Rottweiler was trying to get through the door to me and was just barking incessantly, and I had to call animal control to get it out. I honestly believe to this day that if I had gone down into that basement and opened up that basement door, I would have been a goner.
Right.
Scary.
Because that dog may have been in there for days and been very hungry.
Or I was just saying, hey, it's Jonathan Carbeauty. I know you. I love your commercials on Chaz and AJ. Oh, my God. 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 He's getting bark, bark, bark. You know, he's really, you know, enthusiastic.
Wow. That's bananas.
Yep. Them to the owner.
Yeah,
a bunch
right.
of bones look kind of funny over there. And a shoe.
Well, didn't you have something where you're at your dad's house?
Yes, our home in Stamford, there is a downstairs sort of like a sub-basement. It's below ground level. And every time it rained, we would get water in there. So one day it rained and the entire carpet's flooded. The next day, no rain, carpet's flooded again. We're like, all right, something is wrong. So what had happened is there was this false wall where a bathroom used to be, like a half bathroom. They turned it into a closet They never removed even like any of the pipe fixture, like the fittings. They just put a wall up, and then there was a dripping pipe for 19 years filling this chamber that no one knew existed.
Oh my God.
Wow. Black mold. It was a whole nightmare. But now my dad finally got the TV that he wants that goes into the wall instead of on it.
Occupied. Perfect. I'm still in here.
That whole area just had to come out, and he's like, well, I know what's going there.
It's strange what they put in basements. I remember one time we were going down to the basement just to, we were viewing a home for the first time with the buyers. We were walking down to the basement, and there's a toilet just sitting in the middle of the basement floor, connected, just this old toilet. And we were just, none of us could think, why would anybody put a toilet in the middle of the basement with no walls or anything around it?
That one
I can just imagine somebody not making it upstairs for that one to have the toilet down there.
Just think that one uncle every Thanksgiving. Yes.
Yep.
Put him right in the middle, just no walls.
Was there a sink?
There you go.
When we were looking at the project house, this house had been empty for about 4 years, and there was a battle between the original owner and the bank, and it was a kind of a weird house. It started out where he was doing all the right things, most expensive materials, and then I think somewhere along the line something happened, and the basement was a rental situation with two different apartments downstairs. And Jennifer and I creeped into this property. We weren't supposed to go without an appointment. Don't tell Jonathan.
Okay. All right. I won't tell him.
Every real estate agent's nightmare, the people who just roam onto private property without an appointment.
Oh, God.
I didn't have any email.
There, and we're both looking in the back windows, and Jennifer says, I see a toilet. And I say, I'm looking in another window. I say, I see a toilet. I mean, they just put bathrooms wherever.
Right.
Yeah.
Incontinent?
Well, so did you wind up buying it?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought it, and we ripped it all apart.
All those bathrooms, come on, man.
Right.
But what?
That's right. That's like 90 toilets in the house.
Right, bathroom by the sink, everything, man.
Three bedroom and 500 baths.
You can potty anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The potty house.
Remember we did Jonathan Carbeauty's on. He's the managing broker and realtor of Carbeauty and Company Realtors.
I know where you're going to go with this.
Yeah, we were on, so there was this real estate show, and they hired radio people to go and walk through houses and do a tour, and then they would post it on a website and blah 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 blah, and we got paid to do it. And we did this one in Newtown. It was a real weird house because it was like there was a it was like a greenery inside the house, right?
Yeah, it was like there was actually like an
atrium.
Exactly, yeah.
With
inside
like
the
living
house.
Giant plants inside the house.
Yes. That's cool. Yeah.
And then, no.
No, it was not.
No, it sounds cool if it's like a Westport mansion.
Yeah, but not here.
Nah.
There's like almost like a horse farm nearby and everything.
Yeah, and then we went out into the barn, and the barn was really nice. And what was it? Months later?
Yeah, there was a house they converted from another whatever building on the property. And a few months later, they found that we were standing. Apparently, there used to be a well over there, and there was a body at the bottom of the well. The guy had actually knocked off his wife, threw her in the well, and then built this building above it.
Yeah.
She'd been missing for like 20 years, 25 years.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nice guy who gave us donuts. Have another donut.
You ate the donuts that the guy gave you?
We didn't know.
Oh, my God.
He's always the nice guy.
You're so lucky.
And there was that one lady who was like tripping out. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those houses. If we got a flat tire and stumbled upon it at night, you'd never see us again.
Exactly right.
How do you get a guy out of a 30-foot secret well inside of a house in Guilford?
Tricky.
Yeah, the answer to that question will come from Assistant Chief Michael Shove with the Guilford Fire Department. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
So what happened?
Try and keep the simple version, but we were dispatched to report when the dispatch call came in. We were dispatched to report of a person that fell through a first floor. So, your average response of thinking, all right, when you're on your way there, what am I going to, how did this person fall through the floor? And, where are they now? And then when the crews got on scene, It was definitely a lot more outside the box or more complex than just a fall through a first floor into a basement.
Yeah, so you're right. You're hearing they fell through the first floor, so you're thinking, yeah, they're probably in the basement then.
Yep.
Right, this will be easy. We walk down the stairs.
You okay?
We'll get them on a stretcher.
Lead them back up the stairs.
Very simple. We've done this a million times. No problem.
That's exactly, the guys are trying to paint a picture in their head on their way up there. And, and the dispatcher, I don't know if you listen to the audio tapes online, the dispatcher's trying to ask some questions and, kind of formulate a picture in his head. So,
where would we find these dispatch calls?
I'm pretty sure they're out online. They're out in a bunch of places. If not, I can send you our press release with them attached.
Oh, that'd be great.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it was definitely a unique and interesting call.
So the dispatcher's like, well, wait, what's this? What? Explain this to me. There's a well. Is that what's happening?
Exactly. Because our dispatcher's job is usually, they're going to make sure our crews know what's going on before they get there. So at least if we need more crews or need more apparatus or need something different, then, they have the right tools when they get there.
All right. So we always... not always, but sometimes we listen to these 911 calls and we think, wow, there's a lot of stupid questions here. But those stupid questions will reveal answers that can help you guys and girls when you get there, right?
Correct, yeah. And it's a systematic approach to dispatching and the information that we need based on the call type, kind of depending on how they answer the question points you in a different direction.
So you get there and you think it's going to be a guy in a basement with a stretcher and we're out of here. And then what happened?
So, when the crews arrived, the gentleman's wife was standing at the top of this, inside this house at the top of a hole in a floor where he had just fallen through the floor into a cistern well, like a 5 feet wide by almost 30 feet deep well that was under the house. And they immediately recognized that the gentleman was in water, so he was treading water. And they, immediately went back out to the truck. We carry life jackets on the truck. They dropped him down a life jacket and a rope, so they're able to at least make sure he stayed afloat. Because, again, this is definitely not the norm when you respond. This isn't what you expect when you get there.
That's a good first thing.
Yeah.
Let's get him a life jacket and a rope. That's right. Smart.
So the good news is when they arrived, he was talking, able to talk, tread water, so he was conscious and alert, and those are all
but
positive
his feet
things
looked
when we
like
get
raisins.
There.
Raisins.
Exactly right. Yes. All pruny. All pruny.
But he was in good condition. So were you worried about the well collapsing?
So that itself, everything appeared stable and, stabilizing. The most important part was the stabilizing the floor area that already failed up top. Probably over time with an open well, it just started to deteriorate and it got weak in that one spot. And he was in that one spot and went right through. Wow. So,
The news story that we read yesterday, we're talking to Assistant Chief Michael Shove with Guilford Fire Department about this guy who fell into a 30-foot secret well inside of a house.
Found it.
We read that he was treading water for 25 minutes, and we thought, wow, that seems like a long time. How long did it take you guys to get there and then bring us through why 25 minutes?
So the time of call, I think from the time of the 911 call to the time the gentleman was actually up on the first floor was around 35 to 40 minutes total. By the time, it takes us travel time, by the time the dispatcher pushes the buttons to send out the tones, by the time the trucks get on, depending on where things are in town, that's about probably a 7 to 10 minute response just from the time of notification till we get there. And then when they arrived, this incident was a fairly complex incident in a technical rescue world. It's not just like we can, again, walk down into the basement and pull them out.
Right. So you had a jacket and a rope to him within like 12 minutes of the call.
Immediately. Yeah. Right. And that's so at
okay,
least.
Gotcha.
And that some of the concern was if he did hit his head and he did go unconscious, at least he would stay afloat and we'd be able
to. It wasn't like you guys were playing charades.
Right.
Like,
no.
Okay.
No.
Where is he?
Yeah.
now. Is that a? Are you drawing a refrigerator with a hat on it?
Right, yeah.
Why is there a bucket in the refrigerator?
I see Bell.
No,
Hell,
no, no. Here, let me erase it. Hold on.
Yeah, Pictionary.
All right. So you get the rope. You get the jackets down there, and then did you guys hoist them out with a, or did you tie them to a bumper of a truck? And then how does that go?
I like that method.
How do you get them out?
Yeah, they didn't hook the winch up and lower it down to them. But so we, in these types of situations, we have a couple different ways. You know, obviously, in these situations, you like to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C.
Right.
And the good news is we train on, I don't say we train on things exactly like this, but we train on things similar to this. So in the event that we're faced with these things, it's a lot more, you know, muscle memory of how we're going to set things up and do things. So we keep these bags that have what we call 4-to-1 systems, so hauling systems that are already pre-built, and then the crew's rigged up this system to out the window to a large oak tree. We anchor point, so we know that nothing's going to fail or nothing's going to break, and then they set up a rescuer in a harness, and this rescuer is lowered down the well on this system.
Wow.
And he has like a whole second harness system that once we get, you know, whether this is a odd cistern well or it's over the side of a cliff, they're able to tether the victim or the patient into this harness and then haul everybody back.
But now you're pulling up twice as much weight, though.
Right.
That's correct. So these systems are designed for mechanical advantage, and, you know, it takes a couple guys to pull outside, but once it's set up, it's fairly easy to raise and lower somebody on these.
How do you decide who goes down into the well?
Noses.
The thin guy.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
It's always a new guy. Come on.
Me again?
Right. Holy cow. Well, look, nice job. Yeah. Really, that's pretty incredible. Not something you see every day.
No, definitely outside the box.
Thank you for coming on. We're missing the Guilford Fair this year, I'll tell you that.
We are too, absolutely.
Yeah. Assistant Chief Michael Shove, Guilford Fire Department. Thank you to all the men and women there for what you do every day. Appreciate it. Phase 3 came to a screeching halt yesterday, or at least a pause. That means bars will remain closed and gatherings will be limited to 25 people inside, 100 people outside. As Connecticut continues to be one of the leaders in the country, Governor Ned Lamont points to major flare-ups being seen elsewhere. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Quote from the governor, "I like a beer at a bar as much as the next person."
Haven't seen him with one.
Right. Does he really like a beer at the bar as much as I do?
Right.
Hmm.
Or does he have a bar in his house?
Right. Does he mean the bar in his house?
Right.
A private bar.
Or the tiki bar next to the pool outside.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yes.
I know how frustrating this can be, but right now this pandemic flaring up in a majority of other states is not the time to take a risk. Phase 3 was supposed to start July 20th. However, that's on hold. We're just erring on the side of caution.
Hmm.
We see what's going on in other states, and it's really important to maintain our success.
Gotcha.
Other states not having a good time with coronavirus now. One of them, Florida,
yep,
where AJ's mother recently moved.
Yep. Mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, the whole thing went down to Florida.
The whole
just in
damn
time.
Thing.
They left Long Island right to Florida.
Right.
Hey, Mom.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Okay. Hi, Ashley.
Good, how are you?
Okay, you?
Good.
Yeah, good.
So, Mom, you've been
How's everything
locked
over there?
Over here, not too bad, but you've been kind of locked down over there, huh?
No, only Central Florida's bad. Right. Not by us. By us, not that bad yet.
Not bad.
What's that?
Yeah.
Only Central Florida's bad?
I said by us, it's not that bad. Central Florida's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Miami, North Carolina, places like that.
Right.
But over here, it's not that bad yet. The
That's
people
good.
Are watching over here. Yeah, they do what they're supposed to, and so far, so good.
That's
I'm
encouraging.
I'm one of them.
You've been
I'm
there.
One of them. I'm one of them. I stay in the home. That's it.
There you go. See?
I
you're,
go outside, I stay home.
You're on your own personal lockdown.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
She went to one place only. You went to, like, what, a bank? A drive-thru,
yep,
that's it.
Yep.
It's nice weather down there, though. Nice and warm.
Oh, yeah. Nice and warm. And we're getting ready to have a pool built with salt water.
That's
it's going to
awesome.
Be nice.
Nice.
We don't have to go to the beach.
Living.
We're going to put a
dream.
Palm tree on the corner and maybe leave we in the beach. Ha ha.
I'm going to do what you're doing.
Listen, we've been meeting a lot of people from the north, mostly from Connecticut, Long Island.
But you shouldn't be meeting people.
Well, Rich, he's been.
Well, no. You know, the people that come here to bring me, you know, the food or the furniture and the guy from the ADT. And they come from Connecticut. They say they got away from there before the snow and the taxes.
The taxes.
Yep.
And
I
got
she says
that.
They
and
got
the taxes.
And they got a new. And they got over. They all have a new a house, and the taxes are very, very good. They love it.
How you're not getting close to these people who are bringing pool stuff and all that, right?
Oh no. They wear the mask and glove. No. I don't go. I don't go near them. Nope.
All right, good.
They don't come near me. No, they don't come.
Mom's good. Smart,
nope.
Yeah.
But they wear gloves and masks, and, you know, they're very careful.
Have you had a hot day there yet?
A hot day? Oh, yeah, but the humidity is not that bad.
Yeah.
I think it was 90 the other day, but the humidity was 48, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
Mm. And we get the breeze from the ocean. We get the breeze from the ocean because not too far from the beach.
Yeah.
And
that
it's beautiful.
Fabulous.
Near Daytona.
I love it here. Come on down and visit us.
Okay.
We got worse humidity here.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask me twice.
We do.
When this thing is all over, you can come and visit us over here and jump in the pool. Ha ha.
And it's funny because mom said that.
I'll be calling you when it's snow. Ha ha.
Mom, you were saying that you run into a lot of our listeners down there.
Oh, my God. I love it here. Beautiful.
I love it. Even your mother doesn't listen to you.
Yep.
And she laughs at her own jokes, too.
Right.
I love that. She's so cute.
Oh, it's great. God. Well, we
but
miss
it, you.
And
I miss you guys, too. I miss listening to you. And I wish you had a station over here because the radio over here sucks. Bad English. Oh, I miss you guys. I'm going to see if I can get you an internet. I'm going to get it ready so I can listen to you guys.
Yeah. What kind of cell phone do you have, or do you have a computer?
Yeah, Emery has a computer. I don't believe in computer. I'm too stupid for that.
Emery has the iPhone. Emery has a computer. Mom has a flip phone.
Phone.
Those are indestructible.
That's why mom has
it. Yeah, I'm going to start listening to you guys as soon as I get it ready.
Yep.
Yeah, excellent. All right,
I miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
And
thank you for checking
I hope you,
in.
Like I say, how someday you come over and visit us, okay?
Oh, yeah, you won't be able to get me out of that saltwater pool.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll get you to move here and open a radio station over here.
There's also lightning over there, too, so every afternoon, so you get out sometime.
Right, every day at 3. It rains, lightning, and then it goes away and it gets hot again.
Exactly, yep.
Oh, it ain't beautiful. The sun comes out. So the other day it was raining, the sun was out.
Yep.
Wow.
It was nice and sunny, and it was raining.
Cold of sunshine.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a rainbow.
That.
You have to look for a rainbow.
That's weird.
Yeah, mom is today.
Yeah.
All right, mom.
We're listening to you on the phone over here. We're just listening to you guys.
Is that Anne Marie in the background?
Yeah, that's Anne Marie in the background.
Oh,
yep.
Let's put her on.
Emery, hold on.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's AJ's happening.
Sister, everyone. It's
Yay!
Anne Marie.
Hi.
We're looking for one of your favorite AJ stories.
Oh, a favorite AJ story? Oh, geez, there's so many.
The top of my head,
I guess the mini bike one comes to mind the most when he had a mini bike, but that wasn't really his story. It was more like he lent it to my cousin, and my cousin, like, drove into the side of the house with it.
My cousin Fernando.
But AJ told that story as his own.
I don't know.
He had a couple post
balls.
I don't think he
really. Did AJ ever drive a motorcycle down the hall of a high school?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
The story you're referring to, there was two times a mini bike hit the house. One time my cousin's riding my Honda. The second time was my Kawasaki. I slammed into the wall in front of the house.
Kawasaki mini bike?
Yes. Now I remember that one. Mm. I was thinking of the one with Fernando with the smaller, that was
with the Honda
QA50, mini bike.
Yep.
That's the one. Okay, but yeah, the other one,
yep.
Does the name Joanne Gardner mean anything to you?
Do you know Joanne Gardner?
What, Gardner?
Joanne Gardner.
I'm sorry. Joanne Gardner. It's a name, familiar name, but I'm not sure why.
You remember AJ ever coming home, like maybe in tears with no shoes or socks?
Oh, boy. No, I don't remember that.
All right. So Joanne Gardner.
I might have been already out partying when he came home.
I hope not. Amory, I hope not. I was like 6 years old.
Oh, then maybe not. Okay.
Yeah,
no, I don't remember that
one.
When you were in kindergarten?
Major alcoholic, yeah.
Oh, she maybe not. She leaves it open for the possibility.
Apparently you did party a lot afterwards, I see. Right.
Yeah, afterwards, maybe. I started after that, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Anyway, how are you guys doing over there?
We're doing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
We're coming out of COVID. So.
Yeah, so far.
And we're rising, but the county that we're in is not as bad as, you know, Central Florida is worse, and then Southern Florida is worse than that.
Yeah.
But some of the governors here, like the Volusia County, has mandated wearing masks in public now. They haven't done it for Flagler yet, but I'm thinking it's coming because I think they did it in Jacksonville also.
Are you guys wearing masks? Are you guys wearing masks just to be safe?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. The kids yell at me. They're like, oh, nobody... You know, other people aren't wearing masks, and I'm like, well, I'm wearing it. You know, I mean, most of the people do wear it, but you get, you know, the occasional person that doesn't, and then they stand, like, right up on top of you in line. So, yeah, like, I keep creeping up. I'm like, back up, 6 feet.
Put it this way. The last time that I was there, when I went to go see them before they left, Mom wore a mask while I was visiting the house.
Yeah. I don't blame her.
No, she's being very careful. She has to be careful. She's older, you know.
Exactly.
All right, well, enjoy Florida, and we want to check in with you, and good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to talk to you guys, too. Come on down. We've got plenty of room.
All right.
Well, after Corona's over, though.
You're going to regret. You're going to regret saying that.
Yes, you are.
Yes, Amory.
I'll call you when the pool is open.
All right, perfect.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.